Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Bruins and the St. Louis Blues meet tonight for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. Last time they played for the Cup, in 1970, it ended like this.
Orr fights to keep it in, does, has it in the corner to Sanderson. Back in front, Orr, shot, scores! Bobby Orr from Sanderson! And what could be better than that as they beat St. Louis 4-3?
That's Bobby Orr's iconic Cup-winning overtime goal. 49 years later, the Bruins and the Blues face off again for the NHL title. For the preview now, we're joined by WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Shira, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's stay with NHL history and the larger context for just a moment. Both teams now 4 wins away from making more history. What would winning the Stanley Cup mean for the Bruins? What would it mean for the Blues?
Well, 1970 was actually the last time the Blues were in the Stanley Cup final. And if the Blues beat the Bruins in the best of seven series, it will be the first time in franchise history that they have won the Stanley Cup. Now, of course, the Bruins are going for Cup number 7. The last one came in 2011, and the last time the Bruins appeared in the Stanley Cup final, it was 2013 when they lost to the Chicago Blackhawks. But bigger picture, the Bruins are looking to add to Boston's big trophy haul. If the Bruins win the Cup, then Boston will be home to the reigning World Series champion, reigning Super Bowl champion, and, of course, reigning Stanley Cup champion. The last time a city was home to champions in baseball, football, and hockey, it was Detroit during the 1935-36 seasons. And Coach Bruce Cassidy says he likes playing in a city with lots of champions, and he's looking forward to the Stanley Cup final, shifting Boston's sports focus to the Bruins.
Listen, we want to be considered the best game in town, right? Why wouldn't we? And we got some serious competition, obviously, with the way the Patriots have gone and the Red Sox. So we're trying to do our part this year.
And, of course, one of the big benefits of having two championship teams in town is that the Bruins can ask the Patriots and the Red Sox for advice on how to handle different things that arise during a playoff run.
Yeah, one of those areas would be how to handle a long layoff.
Yeah.
They swept the Carolina Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference Final. They have not played a game since May 16th. How have they handled that break?
Well, first off, Bruce Cassidy did seek advice from Patriots coach Bill Belichick and Red Sox manager Alex Cora. Basically, those conversations were about how to keep players focused, mentally focused, during the long layoff. They've held a handful of practices and had an intra-squad scrimmage last Thursday at the Garden. It was held in front of fans with referees. And Cassidy's goal with the scrimmage was to simulate a game-type atmosphere and get players back into that competitive game-type mindset and the physicality when battling for pucks and face-offs and, you know, when finishing plays around the net. Again, trying to keep players as focused and sharp as possible.
Let's get into that matchup a little bit. What should we expect to see in Game 1, and what players should we keep an eye on?
Given the personnel on both sides, it looks like we're headed into a Stanley Cup final that will be pretty physical. When asked to compare the Blues to the opponents the Bruins have faced earlier in the playoffs, Cassidy said they were Columbus-ish, referring to the Columbus Blue Jackets. Of course, Bruins beat the Blue Jackets in 6 games earlier in the playoffs. As for players to watch, you've got to mention Bruins goalie Tuukka Rask, of course. The Bruins will need him to pick up right where he left off in the Eastern Conference Final when he was coming up with big save after big save. As he has throughout the playoffs, he's really been in the zone. They expect to have defensive captain Zdeno Chara back. He missed the last game of the conference finals, but he has been practicing. And another interesting story is David Backes. Backes played for St. Louis for 10 years and served as team captain for 5. Up until the Stanley Cup final, though, he'd actually been rooting for his former team in the West.
One of my best friends is on that team. He's the captain of their team. But I told him I'd love him now. I'm going to love him afterwards. But I'm going to hate him for the next, 3 weeks here. And I think that's a mutual decision. We're going to battle our butts off for this ultimate prize. And we'll patch up whatever needs to be patched up afterwards.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Blues. This team is named after a jazz standard. But their song this year is this one.
Gloria,
That is the 1982 hit Gloria. What is up with that?
Okay, interesting story here. And by the way, that song really easily gets stuck in your head.
I can tell.
So a group of the blues players went out to a bar in Philadelphia to watch the Philadelphia Eagles play. At the time, they had the worst record in the NHL. And at this bar, there was a DJ who played Gloria during commercial breaks. And the team sort of then adopted it as their win song, the song they would play after victories. And at about the same time, their season started turning around. So it became the victory song, and it coincided with the Blues going from the worst record in the NHL to playoff team and to the Western Conference representative in the Stanley Cup final. And along the way, it caught on with St. Louis fans, and here we are.
Here we are. That's WBUR's Shira Springer with a preview of the Stanley Cup final between the Bruins and the Blues getting underway tonight at the Garden. Shira, thanks.
Thank you.